Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful girls.
Oh.
It must be Friday.
No.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful girls.
Ow.
Ow. Ow. Beautiful girls.
Wow. Wow.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful girls. Oh, Friday. Let's make out.
Have a great Friday, you mother...
Right here?
I was talking to the Friday.
Oh.
I don't know.
Vin's, I knew that.
Vin was looking pretty cute this morning in his striped shirt. I
like
it.
I know. He walked in. I'm like, oh, hey, Mr. Sporty.
I like it.
Oh, thank you.
It's given some good 90s, 80s vibes. It's,
yeah.
Yeah.
I like Thanks, it. Guys.
Yeah. Like nice stripey of you. And she get a little. Maybe we should get a shot of that. I mean, his chest looks.
I don't know. You know
his
what?
Chest is bumping.
I modeled yesterday. I think I've reached my quota.
That was good. That was a fun modeling session.
You loved it?
Yeah, a whole 5 minutes. Yeah, you must be exhausted.
It was. It is. You know, modeling is much harder work than you think it is.
Bob!
Good morning. Happy Friday. Love you.
You know, she posted that segment that we did about the just. Show the people who are cutting line in front of you and everyone else a little grace. I mean, can't we?
Did we all flip out on it?
Well, I certainly was like, you know, you're from Philly.
I left for a reason.
Okay.
And I'm not going back.
Oh. Why did you leave? It's not for you. You like it here? This is where you're going to stay? Or
I don't know if I'll stay here forever, but I'm very much enjoying it here.
Mm. It is pretty good. Winter in Philly, no joke.
No joke.
You got it made. You're living SF. You and your fiance are doing all right. You can go have fun. It's everything. This is the time to be living in San Francisco.
You going to that Portola Music Festival?
I'm actually not, but I've got a lot of friends going.
Yeah.
I'm going to take it easy.
Oh.
I'm actually going to an independent short film that's premiering at the Palace of the Fine Arts Theater.
Oh,
on Saturday.
How exciting. A friend of yours involved with this?
It's a friend of a friend, but I actually learned about it through a TikTok ad that they had.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, TikTok. It really does let everyone know everything that's going on. There's a part of me that feels like I should be on TikTok.
Speaking of, I just want to mention this real quick. I don't want to make a scene about it or anything, but I post on Facebook, but usually I just post to Instagram and then it posts to
automatically
Facebook
to Facebook,
me.
Right.
And yesterday I posted something because I picked up my kid from school and she gets in the van and we've had a front tooth just dangling.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep going, let me at that, would you?
That
I
final mean, thread.
Let's just.
Yeah.
No, no, nah.
She's talking and it's flapping
yes,
in the breeze.
That whole thing. So she gets in the van, the little van yesterday after I'd had a great drive home, like the best drive home.
As in you stopped for surfing on the way.
Yeah. Such a good drive.
Got it.
And then I go to pick her up. She gets in the van. She's like, something's different about me. Do you know what? And I didn't, like it'd been a day. I just hadn't even gotten there in my head yet. And I go, let me pull around where we're going to pick up your sister. All and right. Then I'll look at you. So I can't even look at her yet. I pull around. I park. I turn around and she's got her lips pinched tight and she's practically vibrating like, do you know what it is?
Something's different about me.
I don't know. Is the plastic tooth necklace holding your front tooth? because that's what she was. I guess the teacher who pulled the tooth, they put it in a plastic tooth necklace and put it around.
Adorable.
Kind of creepy.
And then she, well, I mean, the whole, then she smiles and she's got a big gap. And I was like, yeah, anyway, I go. And I realize I'm yelling. And then the people walking by to get their kids are kind of laughing. Because it's, everybody knows that moment where your kids lost their front tooth and your every high fives are everywhere. It was cool. But nonetheless, what I'm getting at is I posted my kid and then went to Facebook to take a look at it. So that's up on my Instagram as her with her, you know,
is it a post
smile.
Or a story?
It's a story.
Okay, so get there quick.
And I go to Facebook and I just to check it, and there's a story there that I didn't post.
Oh, is that so?
On my story.
Oh.
And you know how we look at 10,000 news stories every day.
Yes,
like it's just part of what, and I do it throughout the day.
And it's on your story.
It's on my story and it's on Facebook, but it's not on Instagram. And that's why it's weird, because I only post to Instagram, and then it.
If you post something to Instagram, it also doubles on Facebook. But if you put a story up, it's just a story.
No, the stories go up to.
Oh, they do.
Yes. Okay. So there's a story section on Facebook as well.
I see.
And those are always the same.
Okay.
Whether you're on Instagram or Facebook. Except yesterday there was a story about. It was a Vice story. I must have read it. And I, you know, I, like I said, I read 10.
Yeah.
But it was a story I wouldn't have posted. And I saw it and was like,
huh,
I got to get that down. What is that doing up there? And it was just about women and how they finish. Like it was sexy. It was a sexy story that I wouldn't have posted at all. And it would post. And I was like,
how did that happen?
I have no idea.
The only thing I can think of is that you might have, you know, they have
share,
the little things down there with the Facebook and all that. Is that you might have clicked on it by accident.
But then usually you have to confirm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen.
Yeah, it is weird.
That's actually bothersome.
Absolutely guilty of doing two things at once.
Oh.
All the time.
Mm.
Like, and not related to that story. I mean, just in general, right. I could be talking to my kid and.
And holding your phone in your hand and just doing, hits the wrong
right.
thing.
Got so it. Anyway, it was just and nothing. There's nothing bad came out of it, but it was one of those moments where I went, I didn't post that.
Mm.
I wasn't hacked, but I definitely didn't post it.
Right.
Yeek. So if you saw something on there that you went, this is questionable content.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't mean to.
No, I wonder, what was it exactly?
It was about women have it and the big O.
Uh-huh.
Ooh. That's enough information
that's
for now.
That's all I get? Okay.
I can tell you off air if you want to know, but it was just one of those weird things. And it was a Vice story, so it wasn't...
Oh, like a news story.
Yes. It was one of the many things I read, and I went... And I when I saw it, I went, that's not
I think
not
Bob's looking that up right now.
But you did read it.
Oh.
Yeah, I mean, among... Okay. Yeah, I mean,
no, that's what I'm just saying, yeah. is that at least that happened, so you know it could have been an error of
Oh, it's
sort.
An error on my part. I'm just... And I wasn't hacked.
It wasn't.
My point is yeah. I just...
Somehow
when I
or
saw
other.
It, I went, I didn't put that up. What's that doing there? That's where Sandy looks at my... you know what I mean? Like, I'm sure she went, oh, Vincent.
What a brilliant hack, though, if you hack somebody and just every once in a while post something just yeah, to make them yeah. think they're going crazy.
Right.
Wait, I didn't...
It's a gaslighting hacker.
Yeah, maybe. Anyway, I did have a great day, though, and the kid's tooth did come out, and the drive home was spectacular. And
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers, the celebrity guests? Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh,
I hope you had a good day, too.
I did. I had a lovely day.
What'd you do?
We have a lot to do. We're having weekend guests, so we're. I had to change bed and do some vacuuming and make sure there was enough toilet paper, that there's shampoo and conditioner, you know, things like that. But it was a nice day.
Is this Village and his Filipino bride, or
it's not? You know, I think they broke up.
Oh no!
I know. So it sounds like that ended.
Oh, that's too bad.
Were they married?
No. She was married to someone else, actually.
But he told a great story about limping through airports. Yeah. And, you know, on his one knee that I think he's got it replaced since then. His birthday's a day before John's. So, oh well, you saw it. So it's a good reminder for me because I'll always send him some.
Can you imagine? You travel all that way. That's a long trip.
Yes.
Really long trip.
Sure.
And his leg is absolutely braced straight.
Yeah.
He has to limp. He cannot bend his knees, limping his way through from airport to flight to airport
customs,
to flight.
All the things.
Gets there. And at some point, he is sitting there with the girl he's hoping to make the sweet love to and her husband.
Was the husband there? I thought he was just with the family, like her parents and her kids.
Whatever.
It is actually a better story if his husband's glowering down at him.
Either way, this is a guy who had hoped, you know, yeah.
I think that they did.
Do it. Okay, that's good.
I think at his hotel. I don't think it happened in the family homestead. I'm not positive about that.
Right there in the living room.
But that was, I think that he'd met her on Facebook. And fell in love with her on Facebook and had never seen her before, and then traveled to the like, I'm going to the Philippines. This is my woman.
This has to happen. Mm. And I understand that. I do know once you and another person develop a rapport,
yeah,
and there's some flirtation build up.
I love Village. I really
you'd do anything.
Wish he had found love at some
Me
point.
Me too. You know, anything to be together.
Well, what's wrong with him?
He's
I'm sorry.
There is something wrong with him. That's the problem, you know? He's like, I've watched him chase so many girls away. Like, girls fall for him, and they're in. That's his girlfriend. And then he starts getting jealous and questions everything, follows them in his car.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not awesome. But
it's hard to be in love, Sarah.
It clearly is hard to be in love. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I've like talked him off. Like, you don't own that person.
There's a
fine line.
I just
can't bear the thought of her with anybody else.
Right. There's a fine line between not caring at all
and being freaking crazy
and renting a car, getting a wig,
yeah,
and following that person. He didn't do that
part. Gosh.
That's
enough.
That was actually a friend of mine that did that.
When
I heard that story, I was like, hey.
Well, it always starts the same way, too. Like, he would always, you know, he was with this girl, Beth, for a while. And just one of the examples I could give you. And he started after they'd been dating and they were boyfriend, girlfriend. Like, it was, they would go places together. They were, you know, we all knew her. And it started with every night he'd drive by her apartment and look up to see if her light was on or not. And to see if her car was there. Like,
who's got time for that?
Right? He just started checking, and he's like, oh, Sarah, I'm doing it again. I'm like, so you already know, what do you want me to say to you? Like, and then he would just write these terrible poems. I know you love poetry, Village, but
nothing wrong with poetry.
Oh, God. Mm.
Some girls love it.
Yep.
I haven't met one.
Some girls.
So I had a girlfriend who made me write her a poem.
Oh.
She didn't make me. I mean, I could have broke up with her, but she was like, that's what I want for my birthday. Ah, fudge. All right.
Roses are red, violets are blue.
No, I mean, I wrote her something, and I don't know, you know, I put it, that's what I wrote, that poem, is the card where I misspelled my name.
Oh, Viney.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah.
But I had only bought the one card from this shop on Haight Street. One of those art little shops that you go into.
Papyrus, I got this, or something.
Whatever. I don't know what the name of any of them are. But I got this neat card. I got it back to my place in OB when I lived there. I wrote the poem I took the poem from paper, wrote it out all nice. And you know how sometimes you can start writing and there's I made sure that the lines were straight. Mm. I got it all perfect. I'm up against the clock. I got to get to the East Bay, you know, soon. I'm filling it out. And I write my name. Love, and then I write Viney. V-I-N-E-I-E. And I just went, I'm looking at
it. Did you try to do like a stylized, like you overlapped the ends on purpose?
No, the whole thing was just a mess. It was such a bummer. And I had no time to fix it. And I just went, ah.
Did you squeeze another end in there?
Why am I so unlucky at love, Sarah? Why?
I don't know.
It worked out.
Blame it on the alcohol.
I was drinking at the time.
Oh.
I mean, I wasn't sober, but I mean, I wasn't wasted. I had to get
it
in the car.
It hadn't become quite the problem that it was wasn't a destined
daily,
to.
Yeah. Unstoppable, nightmare that it became.
Yeah. Jealousy, love, relationships.
That.
It's all very difficult. Well, listen, forget about all that. It is Friday.
Yeah.
And all day long, we're having a party. It's going to be so great. And we're going to start it out with a song from, the Chainsmokers with Coldplay. Isn't this?
Heck yeah. I love that song.
Okay, great. This one's for Bob. KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.